Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
I want to talk to you about Carney.
Chuck Mowaker.
I've been practicing all morning and I bottled it on a big occasion.
Yeah.
Essentially, I want to combine two stories together. So Aston Villa, he's refused a new contract. Yeah. So Steven Gerrard's left him out the tour. Euro back in June, like, he was someone who Liverpool, I think, highly of. And now it looked like he's available with this 20 million valuation being bandied about. Is there any scope that Liverpool could do something here? Because they like him and he's available. This is kind of, it's almost the... A little bit of Luis Diaz kind of situation
possibly.
Where maybe you beat someone else too, because Barca have been linked and tons of other teams
as
well.
Barcelona, yeah.
Where they find the money down the back of the couch.
Why not, yeah. Possibly, I mean, that's the only way I see it happening, is if it was just one of them where a deal is there to be done and other people think, well, that's a very good deal for a player. Look, he's highly rated by everyone. It's not, you know, not Liverpool sort of, you know, I've spotted this sort of unknown talent. He's absolutely potentially top draw. And like, you can, the fact that the Villa have taken the stance with him tells you what they think of him. They want him to stay massively. You know, he's him and Jacob Ramsey, the duel really in their sort of academy crown at the moment. He was their best player by a mile the year they won the FA Youth Cup, beating Liverpool in the final. He's obviously just starred for England in the under-19s Euros. So. He's got a massive future potentially in the game. He's played a fair bit for Villa last season, you know, off the bench. And I remember seeing a couple of games that he came on in. And I think I felt a little bit like Villa were dangling the carrot with that. You know, like, you've seen what Ramsey's done. I think Ramsey played 30-odd games last season. Can we give him a little bit and sort of show him a pathway? But it's not happened for him. It's a bold move. You know, clubs don't often do that, I wouldn't say. You know, Liverpool... I don't imagine Liverpool would have done it with Mo Salah.
Hey everyone, just want to tell you that our phenomenal, incredible, unique, world-class Jordan Henderson 10 Years a Red documentary is now available as a podcast. 3 episodes. Episode 1 is going to be available to listen to in your native podcasting app across all good podcasting services for free. That's going to be charting his rise up the ranks at Sunderland leading up to his move to the mighty Reds. Episodes 2 and 3 covering his rise at the Reds, playing right midfield, fighting against all the odds to become an established Liverpool player. And episode 3, yeah, the good stuff, the stuff where he shuffles his legs and lifts loads of silverware. He's absolutely brilliant footballer.
The dressing room is a much better place. With people like him, and he's a wonderful footballer.
My captain.
Episodes 2 and 3 streaming exclusively on Red Men Plus. Head over to redmenplus.com. If you've checked it out in video form and you want to get it on the go, you can get it. If you've never experienced it before, get the incredible Jordan Henderson Hendo 10 Years of Red documentary in your ears right now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home.
Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Just left to Stephen Gerrard. I'm going to read Gerrard's quote because I thought it was interesting, but he basically says, he's yet to sign the contract that's been in place for some time, so I decided the best thing for him would be to continue his training programme back at Bodymore. Now, it's a bold move, and I always think with Stephen Gerrard, he wears his heart on his sleeve. Mm. Even in press conferences, you see it. But like you say, that can work two ways. That can either just piss him off and go, right, I'm off then, because be honest yeah. with this. Why, you know, I could be on the tour, communicating with the manager and the staff every single day. He's kind of been left behind until he makes his mind
yeah,
up.
It's yeah.
It is a bold strategy. That
it is
Stephen
a bold. I mean, there's other aspects to it. It could put people off. You know, I could wonder now, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of people wonder, is he being a bit of a problem, you know, around the group? Is his attitude not right, or is his focus not there? Is he not training properly? You know, that's an easy line to draw. I don't know if that's true, I have to say, but that could put off obviously potential suitors if you're thinking, oh, you know, what's going on there, you know, in terms of why is he. Villa can't even have him around, or is it just a negotiating tactic of like literally, look, you either stay or you're having a year. I mean, Liverpool have done it with players in the past. I mean, I remember Rafa Camacho basically not playing for the half a season, I think, in the 23s. I think it was Yasser Larroussi basically didn't see him.
What's the point of developing you if you're getting off?
Yeah. Why would we put you in our 23s and take the place of a lad who we might have a possibility of doing? Something with even Chukwuemeka's a higher level player than either of those two I've just mentioned there, and I think he'll have a very good career. He looks to me like someone who I can well imagine ended up in Germany, Dortmund.
I was about to say Dortmund
or somewhere like that.
They were awesome.
I think they have been linked quite strongly this summer. Dortmund, it wouldn't surprise me at all. He sort of got that profile on him, really. A young English talent who's gonna. I don't think it'll be long if he plays regularly. Football, I don't think it'll be long before he's on the edge of the international senior international setup. But yeah, as for Liverpool, I haven't heard that they're going to be making a move for him. But like you say, if something came up where it was £9 or £10 million and you were looking at him going to Fulham or something like that, you might see Liverpool say, well, that's just an easy decision to make, but not at this stage.
Yeah, I was thinking, because the Dortmund one's the light to me is like you almost get them before they go, because they go to Dortmund and then you've got to pay massive money to get them. So like Jadon Sancho goes to Dortmund, or you know, Bellingham goes to Dortmund, and all of a sudden you can add a couple of zeros to the end of the price tag. Is there any thought of, well, can we just cut the middleman out here?
It's so, because he doesn't go straight into Liverpool's team, does he? So, you know, you're ending up with a situation where you've got him, you've got Fabio Carvalho, you've got Harvey Elliott, and you're saying, well, where do you give all the football to? You know, obviously the midfield debate with Liverpool is raging at the moment, or has been, but he doesn't solve it in that sense. You know, he's just another talent with a question mark next to his name. So
he's only 18, because I think we had this conversation a while ago, is that we've got good young players and we've got good experienced ones. Yeah. It's the lad down the middle. If Liverpool are going to get someone,
it's the peak midfielder or the one who is you know, a slam dunk, because Jürgen would call it, and I think that's what we're all sort of expecting next summer, if and when Liverpool make a move for a midfielder, that it'll be a player that you just go, well, he goes straight into the side, like a Van Dijk was at the back, and like a Fabinho or an Alisson was when they signed Thiago. But yeah, he really is a good player. He's just something else to watch. I spoke to James Norris before the Liverpool played a game. What game was that recently? It must have been the Youth League game, I think, against Juventus potentially at the back end of last season, and he was talking about playing with him at under-19s, under-20s level for England, and he was saying, like, yeah, you know, he said he was a bit like Pogba in terms of his sort of, you know, his ability on the ball and his individual skills, but, you know, also able to run and to do all the other modern midfield stuff.
I remember he come on I was at Villa Park in the 2-1 recently, and he definitely come off the bench. I'm just double checking that. Yeah, he did come on after like half an hour, I think. And you could tell he made a difference. Their fans went mad when he. I think they took they took Marvellous McCamber off.
Yeah.
And they brought and their fans were. It was like I don't know, it was a bit like Wayne Rooney coming on forever. You know, they really
exciting. Yeah. Well, I mean, I love Ramsey as well. You know, they've obviously got his brother as well, Aaron Ramsey. Not that Aaron Ramsey, but so they've got a lot of young talent. They've got a guy called Kane Kessler-Hayden. Obviously, Louis Barry, who we remember scoring against Liverpool in the FA Cup when they played their youth team against our first team. So they've got a lot of real good young talent. But I think he is probably the one that, you know, it's like if you could get everything out of what he's got, he's probably got the most out of all of them. I from what I've seen of him anyway, I've seen him play a few games. Villa's youth team was exceptional that season when they won the Youth Cup. And yeah, I think also that final that he shone in was at Villa Park, and they had fans inside, you know, in the Holt End. So a lot of them have had the chance to see him as well. So I think there is a buzz around him. But yeah, he's at war with the club.
On that 18, like this is a new. I thought it was a new term, but like most 18-year-olds, you get offered a deal and you just sign it, because why wouldn't you? Especially for Aston Villa, a big footy team,
yeah,
a club that he knows well.
I think he would look as well. You know, it's not. I wouldn't look and say, well, where am I getting in that team? You know, that Aston Villa team. I know they've signed a midfielder this summer in Kamara, and they've got obviously McGinn and, like you're saying, Nakamba, Douglas Luiz, Coutinho's there, Ramsey. There's a lot of competition, but it's not one that you look at and go, well, I'm not getting it. I'm not getting a sniff in this Villa team. You know, I would, if I was as good as he is, I think I would back myself and say, yeah, I could get games. But there's more to it than that. Obviously, he must have people in his ear. He must have, you know, the idea that he can get a good move this summer. He can go and move to another club, or that he, you know, that he can keep his options open and wait another year. But it wouldn't be, I don't expect him, and I wouldn't, you know, we would hope he would not be being advised to sit on his hands for the year and waste a crucial year of his development sitting in Villa's 23s.
I always think with these, like, and I got this sense with Sterling sometimes, because, like, for example, he comes through at Northampton and goes to Villa in 2016. He's originally born in Austria, of Nigerian descent, so like, he was raised in Northampton, so he's not like the local Villa. I felt it was Sterling.
His twin brother plays for Villa as well, yeah. Caleb as well. So there is a family connection. But I know what you mean in terms of, yeah, he's not got like that. It's not running through him. Yeah, it's not sort of that kind of, you know, it's not a Trent coming through at Liverpool or that kind of thing. Or Steven Gerrard when he was coming through Liverpool. Who, you know, we saw how big the pull of Liverpool was even when he was at his very peak. You know, he had options to go, and when you look back, you probably couldn't have begrudged him if he'd wanted to go.
Madrid, at Chelsea,
the Roy Hodgson era, and the, you know, the uncertainty when Rafa took over and things like that. But yeah, I don't know how much that feeds in. I don't know his character, of course, but it's a strange situation. It'd be a sad situation if it doesn't get resolved by the end of this window one way or the other. Either he stays at Villa and plays, because I think he's a very exciting player, or he moves on and we see how his career develops.
Yeah, I was just going back to time of the Liverpool, it was just interesting because Jürgen's always said, don't he, like, he always says we're not probably not going to sign someone, but if an opportunity presents itself, and also, like, I think you mentioned, if someone knocks on my door and wants to leave, we have to replace them, so he never completely shuts it off. You just wonder if this is one of those opportunities presenting themselves. Here's a kid, good value. What's the worth if we buy him for X? He's not gonna be crap. And you can always, if it just doesn't work out, well, we've just sold the lad who never kicked the ball for us for £4 million. It's almost like, you know, it's like, is it a gamble worth taking?
And we could draw more lines to it and say there's Oxlade-Chamberlain there that you could potentially say, well, look, you know, tell you what, do you want to do a little swizz here and we'll do that. You could loan someone like Chuck and Waker out for a year and say, look, we'll sign him, we'll park him at Fulham or wherever. I've mentioned Fulham twice there. I mean, that Fulham fans will be thinking there's something in there.
They'll be made up with that.
They're just a good example. They're just the first example that's in my head at the moment. But there are options that they could look at, but I don't think it will happen. But he's definitely a player that all the top clubs have been very aware of since he was 15, 16 years old.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.